How's your audio?
Mine is good. How's yours?
I hear you like tenfold good, buddy. I think we're going to have to get this thing going.
Let's rock it.
Blow things like ace. Welcome, everybody, to another edition of, well, Georgia Archery Podcast. This is podcast number six.
Number six.
Week in preview.
A week in preview.
How about that?
Dude, we've actually got a title for it.
There's
that kind of came out about accident or by accident.
Yep. Last week.
Yeah, and it's sticking.
And it's there.
So week in preview.
Week in preview.
So what are we previewing?
We're going to preview who's shooting where, when in the state of Georgia this weekend.
All right, well, man, before we get started, I've got to warn everybody, I am beat down.
He is not his normal self.
We just finished working on the fence over at the Veterans Park. We did it as a, community project for the 4-H team, the Walton County 4-H team. And it was humid. It wasn't 99 degrees or 109 degrees like you dealt with Saturday and Sunday, but dude, I think the humidity was 109.
Yeah. And so you stand still and sweat.
Yeah, you stand still and sweat.
Feel like you've been swimming.
Yeah, we did. But it turned out good. The fence looks great.
You take a bunch of pictures?
I did take a bunch of pictures.
That's good, because we got to get those to the right people.
Yep, and we'll get them posted up on the interwebs. And
if anybody wants to know where that is, that's where the Ace Archery 3D shoot. It's where also where the S3DA, we had their 3D shoot. We had the GB State Target and the wooden, I don't know what you call it, cross fence.
Yeah, it's like fence. An old rustic split fence or two rail fence.
And
I'm not a construction guy.
And it had fell over, and
a lot of the post had broken down.
So we decided that would be a great 4-H project, since the 4-H is playing and shooting and hanging out in the,
you know. Looks good, man. It looks good.
Well, that's good. I'm glad
we had a lot of help. Some of the 4-H kids was over there, and it turned out really, really good. It was nice to see the end product.
Well, that's exactly what most folks, you know, when you work on something, you dig in that hole and you're like, oh, this is so, but when you see the end, you're like, oh, it was worth it.
Yeah, the auger's what beat me down, man. Running that thing, me and Nate and Galen and Mr. Craig, it beat us down.
Yep.
All right, man. Where are we at? Where are we starting at?
Well, I guess we need to start with telling everybody it's going to rain this weekend.
Rain.
Yep.
You know what? I'll take it. It's been dry. I know the first podcast or second one that we did, we talked about how when I was doing all the work back in the I would call it early spring at the house. It seemed like every time I was off on Sunday and Mondays, it'd pour down rain, and I couldn't get my projects done.
Or I couldn't get my grass cut.
Yeah. And, now we've gone, I don't know, several weeks, and it hasn't rained, and it is dry.
Yep, it is.
Dry. Yep.
The only downside is that it's the weekend.
And it's going to rain.
Of course, but that's how it works these days.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it could be worse.
Yep.
But it could be 109.
We're just telling everybody that you know it's going to rain, so your muck boots and your rain jacket, if you're going to shoot somewhere this weekend.
Scope covers, peat covers, bow umbrellas. Your umbrella, rain jacket, whatever you can gather, trash bags. I've seen it all, but that's it helps.
Right. Yep. Well, the GAA is having their state outdoor target show ad this weekend.
Yeah, we've talked about that one.
Yeah, we tried to talk about it because they were, for some reason, they had over 130 last year, and the registration was a little low, and they were wondering what in the world's going on. So, you know, we mentioned it a couple of times trying to drum up some business, but it's this weekend, and it's a two-day shoot. And they shoot 72 arrows on Saturday, and they'll shoot OR rounds on Sunday. So, and all the Joad kids get to shoot OR rounds, which is a cool thing. So, yes.
Will they shoot that in the rain?
Yes, as long as it's not lightning, They'll shoot in the rain.
And if there is lightning, how do they do that? Is it a 30-minute?
It is 30 minutes after the last lightning. Strike. Yeah, so, and it's got to be within 8 miles or something, and somebody's monitoring that. And after they've, you know, give the all clear, you come out and you go. And if they get 36 arrows in, or 37 arrows in, I should say, if they get half of it in, and for some reason they don't foresee that it'll get finished, then they can call it. Sort of like a NASCAR race does, you know, once they get halfway, they can call it.
Gotcha.
And it's the same way on that.
All right. So that's the GAA State Joad Outdoor Shoot.
Yeah, you can, there'll be, you know, pictures, and I'll be hanging around, so I'll take some pictures and maybe even talk to somebody while I'm there.
And that's over in Conyers.
Yep, over in Conyers.
At the soccer complex. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, 3D, Disciple Archery over in Dewey Rose is having their shoot. Haven't been there. That's one that we talked about that, you know, that we always hear that they put on a good shoot. They are a part of the S3DA program. This is not a regional qualifier, but it is a 3D shoot and open to all classes.
Yep.
So if you're up that way around the Dewey Rose area, check them out. That's Disciple Archery.
Yep. Well, old Rocky Creek over down in Dexter is having a 3D shoot this weekend. And I've not been there before, so... if the guys that go there, hey, send us a message, tell us how it was, and tell us, you know, what you liked about it, and besides getting wet.
All right, up next, Sambo's.
Oh, he had his last week, remember?
All right, well, we didn't. That's right. That's right. He did, but we didn't mark it off.
That's
okay,
right.
I apologize. So that's going to be Geechee Bowman.
That's right. That's that
down
one.
There at the Scottsdale Park. That's the 14-14-14 field.
Yep.
That's the one we talked about shooting the black faces.
Yep. Black face, white face, and animal face.
Animal
shoot
faces.
All the faces at least one half round or whatever.
14 was 3 arrows per
arrows.
4 arrows per target.
Yep. 4 arrows per target. So,
now I don't remember if I asked in the first podcast that we did on the weekend preview. What distances are those shot at?
The longest distance is 65 yards.
65 yards. It's a poke.
And the shortest distance is about 11 feet, maybe?
So, if you don't have a conversion chart.
Oh, yeah.
You probably should get one.
Yep. Your 20-yard pin is not going to hit that dot.
No.
Nope.
Not going to work. All right.
So. And they shoot everything in between. And being that they're shooting it, breaking it up, they'll do 100 rounds or whatever. And so they'll be – it's not all even distances. There's some oddballs, 33s, 34s, you know, 11 feet, 11 yards, so many feet. There's, you know, all the way through. 4 arrows at each one. They have a good time. I'm hoping they don't get rained out because, I mean, that's a whole lot of arrows and a whole lot of shooting too. But the rain's coming.
Yeah, it's coming. I don't think there's a way around it. Now, have you heard, is Byron going to that one? I know that's one of Byron's favorite shoots.
That is, yes, it is. He goes to the state field, which is the end of this month.
I put him on the spot.
Have to look at the calendar.
Can you see that far?
The 29th and 30th?
I don't know. I'm not turning around.
GBAA State Field is the last weekend of the month. And so they will shoot twice that many.
Oh, really?
28, 14, 28.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. That's still something that I'd like to do a time or two just to say I've done it.
Well, that was one of the reasons that we hosted what we did here, was try to let some new people just sort of see what it was like to shoot that international round, which is sort of, you don't have all the oddball distances, you don't have the fans, the walk-ups, and all the, you know, the different stuff, but it gave somebody a taste of what the target looked like and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I hate I missed it, man. But my daughter would have... would have chopped my feet off had I not been at her birthday party.
And that's understandable because family's first, no matter what.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. There's one more, I think, on our list. Isn't there at least one?
Yeah. Yeah, there's RBO.
That's the
River Bottom Outdoors 3D state qualifier.
Yes, and those guys are great guys.
Scott,
Miss Kim, and Jim.
Tyler.
I mean, there's a crowd of them down there. I mean, he has a good group of folks to help him out, and I hope he doesn't get rained out because it is a qualifier, and I know some people who are trying to get qualified or hadn't got qualified and want to get in that qualification. So, and he always puts on a great shoot, and he changes it up a lot. He's got some swampy bottoms, and he's got some hilly
pines.
Yep. And so
pines, yeah.
He's got a little bit of everything up there, so he can sort of switch it back and forth. You can get in some dark shades, some longs, and some uphills and downhills. It's pretty cool.
Well, he's a good 3D archer himself, so I'm sure he takes that and puts that in setting his ranges.
He did win Texas.
He did.
Yes.
He did. Is that not the second win for him this year?
Podium. I don't know about first place, but he did. He came home belt buckle in Texas. So,
way to go, Scott.
Yeah, Scott's a good guy. Scott's also the ASA state rep, coordinator, whatever they call him.
He's got a title.
He's got a title, but he runs the ASA Federation for the state of Georgia. So if you have an ASA question, Scott Parrott's the man.
Give him a shout.
Yep.
And if you're down that way, he runs a phenomenal bow shop too.
He does.
He runs a phenomenal bow shop, and he puts his heart and soul into it, and he's got a passion for it just like we do.
And the air conditioning is usually running. That's right.
All right. So are we going to move on to the next weekend?
Well, that we just previewed for the weekend.
Next weekend, are we going to? I know last time we did this, we kind of did it 2 weeks. So are we going to just stick with the 1 week deal?
That was the first time doing it. We didn't know how he was doing it. So I don't know. I mean, you tell me.
I kind of like the 1 week deal.
That's right. The 1 week deal sounds good to me. So let's talk about life in general, man.
Just rolling, man. Rolling. Starting to pick up here at the shop.
That's good.
You know, bow season's right around the corner.
Had a little archery camp going on this week.
Still got one more day left.
And got a new camp starting next week.
What was you teaching them out there today that I had to come be the judge for?
All right. So this camp is a little more in depth than just, you know, point it down range and shoot. This is the Apache boot camp, as we call it. And we was actually teaching them how to tie a D-loop. Because they, you know, to make sure the proper way to tie a D-loop, you know, everybody has their own way, but to make sure the knots are on either side and to make sure the funny thing is I had left-handed archers and right-handed archers. So we was talking about why the knots are different or if there are different for left-handed and right-handed, why we do what we do. And the reason being so they can also see, you know, in case something goes wrong, they know what to do. So we let Mr. Robbie judge the see if they tied the knots right, and
they did good. I was really tickled at seeing how well that they tied a good solid D loop with just a little bit of practice.
That's right.
You know, it's not hard, but they did a good job. I mean, the average age is what, like 12?
Yep, 12
for this 13. Camp.
Yep.
So they did a good job. So this camp wasn't all about shooting. I mean, they're getting a lot of shooting in. I noticed yesterday y'all did at least an hour or more of nothing but just straight blank bail.
Yep. And we worked on the process, worked on the feel, worked on some alignment, changed some draw lengths, moved some peeps. We did, you know, odds and ends because at that age they're growing every 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So
basically working the 11 steps.
That's right.
Working through them, fine tuning them.
Yeah. We also worked on a mental game, put up some dough to hit the middle, you know, put some pressure on them, you know. Mm-hmm. And so they can understand.
Who won the dough?
That would be Gabriella.
Gabriella won the dough.
Yeah.
She's in the running for shooter of the year for S3DA in her class.
Yes, she is.
Dude, how long has she been shooting?
1 year.
Has it been that long?
Right at it. It's just right at this year's her
she
year.
She has picked up on it quickly.
Yes, she's doing very well. Shooting at PSE Phenom. And
the stand pull through?
Yep. And
executing good shots.
Yes, she is.
Bo seems to be holding well for her.
Mm-hmm.
So
she's doing well. We worked on mental game. We worked on balance. So had little blue balance pods out there.
I saw that.
We had
somebody shot one in the wall.
The big medicine ball out there. She, you know, we was working on that, and
Did you try to shoot off of the balance pods?
Yes, I did, because I was like, well, it's not fair that me showing them. That was the same thing we did exercise and talk about versus athlete versus, you know, just a weekend warrior and doing exercises. And
did you get down and do push-ups with them?
Yes, I did, and oh, my God, my arms hurt.
Can you draw your bow back now?
Yes, I did. I shot shot a 30 arrow round earlier, so I'm good.
All right, then.
After everybody left, so I did that while you were still digging holes.
Yeah, man. Well, like I said, you know, bow season's is 3 short months away right there at it. Matter of fact, we've got a customer of ours, Mr. John Carney. Dude is a trip. I mean, you know John. Tons of- he is a hoot, man. Yeah. He's fun to be around. He come in the door today, and he didn't say, what are y'all doing? Hey, howdy. He said, how many days we got left?
That's right.
And I don't know the number of days. I mean, I don't follow it or keep up with it quite like he does. He said, how many days? And nobody answered. He said, y'all got to get on the game. 99 days, guys. We're under triple digits now. We're in double digits.
That's right.
So it's getting close.
Well, it's a little later this year.
Just a couple of days.
Yeah, I mean,
Still that second weekend of September.
Yeah, it just right so happens that it runs a little late this year. But, you know, so be it.
Maybe it'll be cooler.
Oh, man, that would be nice.
I know I shot a doe last year on opening day. I won't do that again, I don't think.
No, yeah, you will.
I don't. Yeah, I say I won't until the first nannerhead walks out there.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah.
I
shot that deer, and she took maybe 6 steps and fell over stone cold. And
you thought, well, darn, I got to get down and run.
I mean, I stayed there because it was Nate's first time hunting for the year, too. And where we were sitting, or this piece of property, was loaded in some does, and I was hoping he was going to get a shot because he had never shot one with a bow. As a matter of fact, if I'd have known that, had the confidence that they were coming to where I set up versus to where he was, I'd have sent him to my stand.
Yep.
And, I mean, I wasn't in the stand 5 minutes. I left here.
Well, I'll tell you this. All right. Before, I hate to interrupt you, but I passed early season for the same reason, and I kicked myself because – you know,
then you never really got an opportunity.
Another opportunity.
But I hauled Bud out of here, and got there. It's about a 40-minute drive. I may have got in the stand at 6 o'clock. Dude, at 6:10, she was laying stone cold dead, and I didn't get down until probably 6:40.
Yeah,
not a good idea. Not a good idea. She was roasting.
Yep.
I won't do that again.
Just had her cooked right then and there.
Just about. I probably could have made some eggs and had breakfast.
Yep. Well, that's how it works. I mean, this, you know, Georgia's hunting season, bow season, comes in early, and it's still hot, and that's just the way it is. And a lot of guys, well, I don't bow hunt because it's too hot. And I'm like, well, I bow hunt all year long. When it's cold, it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, I mean, granted, don't get me wrong, I'd love to bow hunt just as much as most guys.
Thank God for thermosail.
Yeah, no joke. But I don't know that I'll. Yeah, I probably will.
You will.
I can't say that.
You know better than that. That's what's going to happen. I mean, it's just what happens.
Yeah, I love deer meat. I love shooting with my bow. I mean, it's an addiction. I get just as jacked up on a nanner head as I do anything. You know, I mean,
I got to get the. Get the PSE in here and start slinging some.
Yeah, you
got to
get the monkey off your back.
Yeah, it's been a little bit.
Yeah, I know it's been a couple of years. It's time for you to, you know, put something in the dirt.
That's what's so bad is I passed on it, you know, and it's like, why did you do that, you dummy? The first one, and then the other ones just didn't get the right opportunity. I mean, someone was right behind me, that kind of thing.
Well, when it did finally start cooling off, we had some rain.
That's right.
On our days off, imagine that.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, that's just how it works. But, you know, we do what we do.
So you're sticking the first one that walks up?
Probably so. And it could probably have one horn on his head. I'm probably going to stick it anyway.
It's time for that expedite to eat.
Expedite has to eat. It hasn't ate yet. It's never ate. It did eat. A coyote, and that broadhead just ate it alive.
So what broadhead are you shooting this year?
Dead meat.
Oh yeah, me too. Five animals. I've shot at 5 animals with that head, and I have put 5 animals in the truck.
Well, I didn't put the coyote in the truck, but he needed to be gone. And I was really hunting these hogs. I had two hogs on my cameras, and I really was hunting them. And the one day that I didn't go, of course, they walked through at the right time. You know, they're on camera where it should I should have been there.
It happens.
And that's just...
I tell you what you need.
Oh,
you need one of them cuttybacks. Well, then it would have told you what stand to be in.
That's right. It's one of those. And man, I wanted to turkey hunt this year with my bow because I can tell you this: I got video and I got pictures and I got more stuff of those turkeys just strutting across there, running. I mean, they were. Matter of fact, one morning they scared the bejesus out of me because they're in the tree above me.
And, above you?
Yes. They're one tree over. And I'm a big guy, so I don't sit in a little tree. I sit in a big tree. And they're in a big tree beside me. And, man, that sucker come out of there, and I thought the sky is falling, the sky is falling. I mean, I was like Chicken Little, like, what the heck? I'm being attacked. And there was 22 of them come off the roost right above me.
That's a lot of birds.
And, yeah, and it was like, you know, and there was one that was dragging a nice beard, and I was like, man, that'd just be just jam.
Wrong time of the year.
Oh, yeah, wrong time of the year. I would like to have a fall hen tag, but, you know.
Yeah, I'm not much of a turkey hunter. It seems like I see more turkeys in the fall than I do the spring, the few times that I've gone turkey hunting. But, I mean, I got to admit, I'm not a turkey hunter. If I tried to, you know, use a box call or slate or something, I'd scare every bird three counties over.
Well, if you sit in a stand, they come down on top of you.
And you don't need one.
No, you don't need one.
You don't need one.
Boom. Yep. Boom. Anyway, that would be fun, and I'd like to do that. Like I just didn't get a chance to get in the woods. My cousin, that's who I hunt with on that piece of property, and he asked me a couple of times, and I was after that, you know. After the indoor season that slows down and before the outdoor season got to booming, and it was like, man, I just want a weekend off because indoor season is almost back to back to back to back to back. I mean, it's really
well, you get 4-H going at that time, and yep. A lot of the 4-H clubs start having indoor shoots to get their kids ready. And
oh, yeah,
you know, a lot of most years, in my experience, you know, there's always new 4-Hers. That never have even participated in a tournament. So what's the best way to get them acclimated?
Got to take them to it.
Got
to
start shooting them.
That's right.
I know we had one this year for Walton County, and it was very successful, and plan on doing another indoor tournament for this upcoming season.
Yep.
Also planning on doing an outdoor 4-H round.
Yep.
So we'll be doing that, but that kind of made me think about something. You want to talk about the round that we're doing the evening in July 27th?
Well, no, I do want to talk about it. I really want to tell everybody about it, but I'd rather have the flyer out first because I've actually been – there's been messages and there's been pushed, you know, several messages on Facebook about, hey, I haven't heard nothing about your deal yet, and I'd rather have –
It's coming.
It's coming. We're waiting. I told you July.
Yeah. July 27th.
27th.
It's going to be a day here at the store.
Yep.
And, that is our customer appreciation day.
Yeah.
And we'll have some sales going on here at Ace. We're going to have some giveaways. And
Georgia Archery will get a lot of podcasting done because we'll have a lot of reps here. So we'll get to talk to everybody about their products.
And we've got we're working on trying to get some celebrity or two here.
Yeah.
Talk to some guys today about that. The more the information
wait
comes
a minute.
Down the
wait
pipe.
A minute. Wait a minute. Hold up. We're celebrities now.
Dude.
Everybody's got to come see us, right?
Dude.
Mr. Robbie Surface. I mean, you've been on Bow Junkie, dude. You're the man.
Man, okay.
I'm just following on
your... I was fortunate that Greg called today, man.
I'm just riding on your coattail.
No. I'm just fortunate that Greg called today, man. Want to do a podcast?
Greg's a good guy.
We're doing these podcasts with shops and, yep. You know, explain how your shop is successful. Give us a little bit of insight. And I was just fortunate enough that he called and asked me would I do it. I mean, yep. Greg's a buddy of mine. I think the world of him. I'm going to stop right there because I don't really like how some things went down, and I'll let you read between the lines. Greg's a good guy, and I'm very thankful to have had the opportunity to be on Bow Junkie. But I don't know that you want to ride my coattail. You better pick somebody else out.
Well, yeah, I mean, so I think the flyer will be out soon for that. And then we'll have a lot more information on that.
I do know that we're going to have one flagship bow give as a giveaway. Yep.
Probably more than one.
Yeah. I know David is going to do something with PSE.
We do it upright. We always have.
Yeah, it's a good time. I mean, everybody's got an opportunity to win something.
Yeah.
And, you know, at that point, it's getting real close to bow season.
Oh, yeah.
And we generally, I think last year we ran some specials on a lot of different. I don't want to get too much in. Yeah,
but there's a lot of things that you can, you know, good deals on. I mean, we're not Bass Pro Shops.
No.
But we try to do our best.
No.
Bass Pro Shops just carries a lot of stuff, and they'll have their fall.
By the truckload.
They have their fall classic. So, I mean, ours is just a customer appreciation day because
we thank our customer base.
Yeah.
You know, because without them, there is no us.
Oh, there is no us. But besides all that, I mean, you know.
It's going to be a fun time.
Yep. So, I've been doing camp. You've been doing bow twisting and digging holes, and I have a camp next week, which I have a whole lot of new ones. This is the Explore Archery camp, and if anybody understands what the Explore Archery is, it's really basic start and beginning.
Introductory.
And we work on each step. I mean, and it's like you
stance.
Yeah, you do stance, and then you'll do not just do it, but you got to demonstrate it, do it, you know. And then, yes, so each piece you can, you earn something for each one that you've mastered.
How about that?
So it's pretty cool.
Is there any open spots?
Open spots for that. Matter of fact, a guy called today and he's like, hey, I didn't get registered. I said, well, I'll tell you what, if you haven't registered online yet, which you can find it on the Facebook page, and click on the tickets and fill out the form. But if you don't and you show up at 12:30 on Tuesday for the Explore Archery, you can fill out the form then, pay the money, and then we do. So it's an every afternoon type little something, and you know, I think I got a good group that's coming, so it'll be fun.
Well, good deal. Well, just to kind of quickly run over this weekend, you got the GAA State Joad Outdoor, you got Disciple up in Dewey Rose, Rocky Creek over in Dexter, the Ogeechee Bowman at Scottsdale Park down near Savannah, I believe.
Yep.
And RBO has got their ASA state qualifier. So there is plenty of places to shoot this weekend.
Harris can be slung.
It's going to rain. So at least it won't be 3,000 degrees outside, but you might be a little wet.
That's right. And I'll tell you what, we just forgot. Instagram.
We've got a giveaway going on.
There's a giveaway going on, and
you've got to listen to podcast number 4 to find out how to enter.
That's right.
And when are we going to end that? Let's see.
I don't know. That's what I was getting at.
How about we run it up until the 14th? That's a Friday. Next Friday.
Or Thursday when the weekend.
Okay. Yeah. We'll pick a winner on Thursday the 13th.
Whenever the weekend preview, it'll come out on that. That's the winner will come for next week's weekend preview.
But you've got to listen to podcast number 4 to find out how to enter.
Yeah, we didn't post anything about how to enter, but I can tell you this. It deals with Instagram.
Instagrams. Georgia Archery on Instagrams.
Not Twitter.
No tweeters. No tweeters.
No woofers.
No woofers. Right. But, yeah. Listen to podcast number 4. Find out how to get entered. Somebody's going to win a True Glow drop away air rest.
That's right.
How about that?
Yeah. And there's been some good ones so far.
Dude, just to kind of touch on these podcasts that we're doing, I'm still working with a makeshift homemade wannabe mic stand.
It's a little better than it was.
It is definitely better than what it was. Your adjustment to it, your customization has definitely made it more comfortable.
Yep.
But we've gotten a very good response to this.
Oh, I mean, nobody's complained, I guess.
Which is always good. But I've gotten several messages, man. Great job enjoying it. Can't wait for the next one.
Well, we appreciate y'all listening.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at.
We can sit here and say the same things to each other all day long, but
we
least,
do.
But at least y'all get to listen to us jaw jack back and forth about everything and anything.
So hit the like button, hit the share button. If you know some of these clubs that we're not familiar with, get a hold of them. Tag Georgia Archery in some of their posts. Let them know. And if you're listening to this, if we're still working on that map that we talked about in the very
first. That map, you can fill out your information on georgiaarchery.com. You can click on the club link. And if your club's not listed, you can fill out the form below, put your information in so we can map you out. We are constantly working on that. And so that you can, we want to get everybody on the list.
Yes, sir.
Because the problem is there are a lot of people say, hey, I know I've heard RBO, but where is that? You know,
yep.
I don't have an address for that. Where Geechee Bowman? Well, where is that at? I don't know where that's at. Rocky Creek is Dexter. Okay. Well, Dexter's a town. I don't have an exact address.
I thought Dexter was a cartoon character of some sort.
He may be. Dexter is that. But, you know, so.
See, dude, we just have a good time. That's right. We just have a good time.
So, but the, you know, but I don't have an exact address. So I couldn't tell you it's 127 something, 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 or whatever it is. And that's just like the GAA state, you know, Earl O'Neill's soccer complex. And the problem is when you look it up, if you look up Earl O'Neill, you're going to find the baseball fields and you're not going to see the soccer fields because they're not seen from the road. So I have to tell people, all right, so it's across the street from the baseball fields. There's a driveway that says Earl O'Neill's soccer complex. You go up and around, you'll see us because Tent City will be there. All the targets will be there. You'll find us. It's not hard to find.
Now, do they still shoot under the lights over there any at all? I know way back, I say way back, I mean, it's been, what, 10, 12 years or so?
No.
The first time I'd ever shot over there was under the lights.
Was it over there?
Yeah.
I remember the first year that we went over there and the lights didn't come on, we had to shoot under the headlights.
No, I wasn't there for that one, I believe. Which is, and when we done it, the night that I done it over there the first time, I didn't even know that kind of archery existed. I believe we were at Lake Oconee shooting a 3D and had gotten done, and Blake Clifton was like, dude, let's go shoot under the lights.
Blake Clifton.
Shoot under the lights.
Yeah.
What is that?
Oh, it's a ball.
I mean,
we've done it here now because it's so much fun.
It is fun, and it's not 109 degrees.
Most definitely not. One time we had to stop because of the deer.
We did. We had a live target.
Yeah, we had a live target. No, it wasn't 3D, but we had a deer. We had to, hold the range. We got to let deer come off the front. You know, so a lot of things to do, a lot of fun to have. You can find us everywhere and anywhere. Georgia Archery. It's all broke down.
Dude, you did not mention the video.
Dude.
That you put up yesterday. Is that a secret?
No. Well, it's not. It's a public YouTube video. Matter of fact, that's Week in Review. Everybody remembers 3 years of my life is tied up on YouTube once a week, at least anyway, of me doing a Week in Review. And I did another Week in Review. I did the first one for 2019. It's been almost 3 years. And so there is a video up, and we cover the same information. Well, Robbie wasn't there.
Mm-mm.
He had to bail on me.
Yesterday?
Yesterday.
Yeah, dude.
I know. He's watching his boy play ball. There's no...
I'm going to tell him about it. The first time in 3 years my boy has stepped foot on a diamond.
Two things. 3 years.
Yeah.
My video.
As a matter of fact, it was the fall of 2016 since the last times he stepped foot on a baseball field. He is now a sophomore. He was a seventh grader, I believe, the last time he played. His first at bat, man, I was nervous. I really was. My stomach had butterflies in it, like I was in the box. And he was facing. We were playing Monroe, which is against kids
he
used to play with and played against. It's kids that he has grown up with for most of his life. And we were facing them because we've moved to Putnam County, and
the longer drive.
So. He's got friends of his on the other side, and here he is in the box. And I was nervous.
Yeah.
And he got down. I think the first pitch he watched for strike, and he fouled the second one off. And then the third one, dude, he flat smoked a single to between left and center. And I almost passed out. I didn't know if I was going to need CPR or not.
You just want to jump up and then you don't want to move because you didn't know what to do.
I did. And I was sitting on the opposing team side because I knew those folks, you know.
One proud papa.
I was. I cannot lie.
That's awesome. But I did the video and it's up on YouTube and it's actually posted on our webpage and it's shared through our Facebook and so forth. So if you missed those, go watch it on YouTube. Matter of fact, the podcast are being uploaded to YouTube, to everything but the first one. I'll have to figure out how to get that there. But they're all shared on YouTube also. So, man, you can find us anywhere. You can listen to two guys.
Jaw Jack.
Almost anywhere. Well, we done rolled this thing out, and we didn't have a lot of information to talk about
because we're only going to go to the weekend preview for the shoots of the current week.
And we did our review earlier this week, right?
Yep.
So we had a good time talking about that because I was down there at the, you know, Florida, and we had a good time. So we talked about that and had gotten some interviews with a couple of people. So we wanted to make sure we get that out.
Which is something we're going to continue to do.
Oh, yes. And then we had John Powell.
Yep, yesterday.
And talk about traditional archery. And that was eye-opening, you know?
It was. There was a lot of information that he gave us that I just wasn't aware of.
Yeah. So, I mean, that, you know, so and that's the kind of things that we're trying to do is just make people aware of things. And then we find out things just as quick as, you know, somebody goes, hey, I want to come talk. And we're like, yeah, come on. And so we do it. And
we like to chit chat.
Oh, yeah. And then we put it out there. And then y'all learn just as much as we do. And instead of having to ask me, you can hear it for yourself the same time I found out about it.
Yep.
So, find us anywhere. Like us.
Share us.
Follow us. We need to get our likes up. Put up.
It's growing.
Go to the webpage. There's a donation button.
We need mic stands.
We need.
This is ridiculous.
Duct tape's gotten old.
This is ridiculous, but it's working.
It is working, and it does.
Y'all can hear me, right? Yeah. If you can hear me, hit the like button.
if you hear, raise your hand.
Well, you do that by hitting the like button.
I got you. Put your thumbs up on it. Yes, yeah, sir. like and share it all. Tell everybody you like it. And feedback. Make a comment because we're going to comment back. If you comment, we're going to answer you. I mean, that's the plan. And, you know, tell us what you want to hear because we can sit up here and make up crap all day long. But, you know.
We still got a bunch of stuff.
Oh, yeah. We got some plans. Don't get me wrong.
We've got a schedule.
But like for like the traditional thing, I mean, we didn't have that. That wasn't one of our.
That wasn't on the schedule.
It wasn't in our plan. It wasn't, but it came and then, you know, so things like that. I mean, and if you know of some shoots that are going on that may not be posted or may not be on that list that we were using for this year, just, you know, drop us a line, georgiaarchery@gmail.com.
I heard that there was a new club down in South Georgia.
A new club in South Georgia?
Yeah. Matt Malone. And some of his buddies.
Oh, I got a friend like or a page like on Facebook about that.
I've got to see if I can dig it up real quick.
Oh,
and
Mr. Malone,
is it paging
Mr. Malone?
Is it not Flint River Archery Club?
Flint River Archery Club sounds pretty good to me. I mean, that's what
they're down around the Albany Leesburg area. I know that area really, really well.
That's your old stomping ground,
dude. I guess you can call it that.
Whatever you call it.
Yep.
It's down there where the Nats.
Yeah, where, that's below the Mason-Dixon line.
Yeah, them not northerners.
So they are. I know they're working on getting a schedule up. I think they're going to
They may do a couple this year. Yeah.
Later towards the end of the year. There wasn't many open dates, and they didn't want to schedule on top of anybody.
Yep.
So if you're down around the southwest area, that we called it Sowiga. Southwest Georgia, but if you're down around that area, look them up.
Sowiga,
Flint River Archery Club.
Sowiga. That reminds me of. A shoot we had with three clubs, the Mega.
Dude, that was so much fun,
man. Who remembers the Mega?
This guy.
Make a comment below. Who remembers Mega Triple Crown?
You know what? I'm going to take that one step further. Who would like to see another Mega?
Oh, my goodness. Me?
Me, this guy. This guy.
It was a lot of work. I'm not going to lie.
It was a lot of work, but we had but it was a lot of fun.
We had a ball.
There was a lot of work that went into it.
There was a lot of money won.
There was.
A lot of money won.
Some folks may have needed a 1099.
Oh, that was more than some. yeah, that was a lot of money won.
I think I stayed around the third or fourth, fifth position the entire year. I couldn't get ahead of TJ.
Couldn't dig out the hole.
I just couldn't get out the hole. But I was still green when all that was really getting rolling. And
Dwayne went home with the money, didn't he?
I think it was Dwayne. Was it?
I think Dwayne pulled it out. And he needed more than a 1099. He made him need two of them because he had a lot of cash flow.
Well, what was the guy that shot with Farmer? Ted.
Man, yes. But you're like.
I can't
remember what I ate for lunch, dude.
I know. Ted. I think it was Ted, dude. He was killing it, too.
Oh, yeah. Them boys was on fire.
TJ, man, yep. You could show up during that time. You could show up to any shoot, and it was like the pro division now. I mean, or even the pro division then.
We called it the pro novices.
Yeah, that's what we was. At least that's what we thought we was.
The pro novice class.
But yeah, if you would like to see another mega triple crown, up in this part of this state.
It doesn't even have to be up here.
I mean, just, you know, three clubs that are somewhat local, so you can travel without going making a weekend trip out of it.
Speaking of that.
What you got?
Participation
is down.
Is down,
guys. We've got to get to these shoots.
And it's not. It's not like we've had participation in the past be down for certain clubs, and we understand certain clubs just won't draw the crowd because they may not, you know, move their targets enough, or they may not have enough room, or they just don't do it as well as some people like. But this is across the state.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I remember. Not long ago, when we would have 75 to 100 shooters at an archery tournament. And
the majority would leave and go shoot another tournament that day.
Yeah, and that would be – but
– I got a question
or
for the listeners here. Why do you think the participation is down just a little bit?
Yeah, comment below. That's right.
Give us your thoughts and your feedback as to why you think participation is down. Don't hold back.
No, I mean, we're game for anything. I mean, we're not, you know, don't try to, you would don't need no sugarcoating. You just tell us what you think. I mean, I have some, theories and, I've talked to several guys who have some of the same theories, but we want to hear what you think.
We're going to hold those theories back until we.
That's right.
Because we don't want to put suggestions.
I'm not going to lean you any which way it is. I want to hear from our audience what they think the reason is, because all of this guy, 90% of the guys that are listening to us are shooting their bow somewhere.
Right.
And so, you know, I don't know. So. Comment below, comment on Facebook. Matter of fact, there'll be a post about this, just this part. Why is participation down? It'll probably be a poll or a question, something that we'll put out on the Facebook page.
Should we let it go for a day or two?
We may talk about it on our next thing if we get enough response out of it.
All right, then.
Well.
What are we, around the 40-minute mark or
40,
so?
Well, when we add the whatever, it'll be about 50 minutes. We'll be good.
So that's about our usual time.
Yeah, we've been stretching them out. The first couple were short and sweet, just to get it's one of them.
Dude, like yesterday, we're talking with Johnny. It just rolled, and did not realize it was almost an hour, because we get into this and we have so much fun doing it.
Yeah,
time flies.
I mean, we talked about four or five shoots, but we've run for 45 minutes, so we've talked about stuff. I mean, and it's good things, and you know, we play, you know. We bump it. We figure out, and all of a sudden, it's just like the mega triple crown. Now you bring up memories, you know, and as we talk about that, and talk about different stuff. So, I mean, that's what we're here for, and we're here to talk about anything you want to talk about, Georgia. I mean, that's what we're here for. Now, don't get me wrong. There's people listening. I told you I had some from China listen, right?
Could they understand us?
I guess they were American, but
I don't know if they speak Southern redneckies.
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 But Yeah, so we've had some followers or some listeners from other countries. So
I know we've hit really probably cool. The last time I asked you, I think it was like 21 states.
Yeah.
So maybe we're a lot more. Maybe we're getting
told you you're
reaching
famous.
A lot. More.
Told you you're famous.
No, dude,
I'm infamous. You're famous.
No, man, I'm just riding your coattail.
There ain't no coattail here.
All right,
I'm trying to make it smaller.
Yes, sir. You're doing a good job with that.
Yep.
Podcast number five,
six.
Dude, I'm behind.
Six. Now we'll be here next month, next year, and we'll be like 660. maybe not, whoever, you know. It's been running good. We appreciate everybody who is listening. Tell all of your archery friends that we're doing this. Give us the information. We will push it out there. It doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with this is Georgia archery, so it has to do with anything. If you're having a...
If it's archery related.
Archery related.
Bow hunting. If target archery.
That's right.
Bow fishing. I mean, I'm not much of a bow fisherman, but I know Billy Hudala. Well, I'm not a bow fisherman. I've never done it, but I know Billy Hudala with G5 Prime keeps telling me that when the time's right, he's going to take me. So if you're a bow fisherman and you want to chit-chat, teach us something.
LJ got him a boat.
LJ does, too. Yeah, maybe we need to get LJ on here, too, and teach us a little something about some bow fishing, man.
Yep. So, all right. Well, if that's it.
Podcast number six, find us on Georgia Archery, georgiaarchery.com, Georgia Archery on Facebook.
Georgia Archery on Twitter.
Tweeter.
Instagrams. I think there's even a Snapchat.
Don't forget the contest.
Oh, yeah, contest. Anyway, like us, share us, tell everybody about us, and we appreciate it. Until next time, I'm Big John.
And I'm Robbie.
We'll see you.